In 477, a year later, on Delos itself, the new allies of Athens swore an oath of allegiance to Athens as hegemon, or leader, of the league. They also swore to have the same friends and enemies. And this was a customary clause in a Greek treaty of this nature, to have the same friends and enemies. There were probably as many as 150 allies who took this oath. Maybe not all immediately, but during the history of the league. Now, not every Greek state joined the Delian League. Some Greeks preferred to side with Sparta. Others stayed neutral. And they stayed neutral not so much out of any pro-Persian feelings, but out of a lack of regard for either Athens or Sparta. We must remember that just because Athens and Sparta were big powers in Greece now, that they were the top dogs on the Greek mainland, doesn't mean that all Greeks were attracted to one or the other. Even in the mid-4th century BC, as we'll see, when Philip II of Macedonia made a peace with Athens, a treaty with Athens, a number of Greek states were pleased to see Macedonia taking a role in Greek affairs because they were sick of the Athenians. The Athenian constitution tells us that after everyone swore to have the same friends and enemies, the allies then sank lumps of iron into the sea to confirm the oath. Now, this sinking of iron had nothing to do with religious ritual or anything like that, but it indicates that the oath could not be broken until the iron floated to the surface. Now, iron tends not to float to the top of water. So in other words, what we have here is an oath of eternal allegiance. That meant that legally, no one could leave the league. Now, whether the implications of this oath of eternal allegiance really hit home to the allies remains to be seen. At first sight, the constitution of the Delian League seemed balanced and fair. The allies seemed to be on equal terms with Athens, the hegemon. To all intents and purposes then, when the aims of the league had been accomplished, in other words, when Persia had been defeated or was no longer a threat to Greece, it follows that the league would have been disbanded. There would certainly have been grounds for disbanding it at that time. But appearance is not reality. And from the outset, Athenian hegemony was assured. And it was this hegemony that would eventually turn Athens into an imperial power. For one thing, the amount of tribute. This was always assessed by the Athenians. The allies had no say in this. It was always collected by Athenian officials, euphemistically called Hellenotamiae, which means treasurers of the Greeks. I say euphemistic because if they were treasurers of the Greeks, why did other Greeks not have a say in assessing the amount of tribute and collecting it? This was always in Athenian hands. More importantly, the Athenians controlled everyone's foreign policy because they dictated league policy in foreign affairs. Remember that clause about having the same friends and enemies? So that meant that if an ally wanted to make a separate alliance with place X, and the Athenians decided they didn't like place X, then that ally couldn't make the alliance. So much then for individual autonomy. And this is one of the inherent features of the polis system. Military command was always in Athenian hands. Further, the Synedrion, the Council of the Allies, which was supposed to make league policy, increasingly came to be ignored, especially after the middle of the 5th century. The Athenians just ignored it. The Allies want us to do what? We don't care. We're going to do this. As for the Allies' judicial rights, okay, this sounds well and good. But any appeals were to be heard by a court in Athens. This is gorgeous, isn't it? Because that means that representatives, especially from the smaller states, the smaller allies, would have difficulty traveling to Athens. And when they did get there, they'd have to wait around for however long it took, a few days, a few weeks, months even, for their appeal to be heard. And when their protests were heard, they were heard by an Athenian court. And we can guess the outcome, can't we?